go. Okay. 1159. You've pumped some milk in that. You know, you mantic it a little bit.
I'm intense.
I hear. I'm trying to help you out. A little more sugar and a little more milk. I think it'd be good. So now we're on 159 here. Look, you could already see the next section. Havas Hashem. It's exciting. Your new therapist.
I said, I don't have paper on that. I have you.
A guy comes to me. Right before Shar B'Tochem, Sunday morning, Chabura. Okay? He says, this is what he says to me. It's like, what's the only difference between you and a therapist? So he says, I said, I don't charge. He's like, yeah. So when you learn B'Tochem the right way, you know, with the right svarim, you get the right stuff. The problem is that we're misaligned. Our body's all over the place. Our mind is really all over the place because we haven't started with the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, which is emuna and bitachon and ahavas Hashem and yiras Hashem. Like, work the way that he said. We always forget that there was a you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim is before Matan Torah. And we always start with Matan Torah, but don't forget there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. There was emuna and there was things being built before that. If you don't build properly, you're already off kilter, all right? You have to build properly. So it only takes us like 30, 40 years. Some people starting a little younger, Meretz Hashem. For us guys, they're starting a little later, but it's okay. We're more mature. All right, I'm joking. Here we go. See, yeah, 159. Another principle in attaining Yira, right? This whole section was about Yira, but we really, first of all, we turned into the higher levels of Yira, which was what we discussed late yesterday and the days before about the fear of losing the relationship. Again, already spoken in the Mesil Sasharim called Yiras Achet. And we really started digging back into the major, major sugya called Ratzon. Ratzon, that the major motivation of our life is, well, what do you really, really want? Not what do you want, money. What do you really, really want? Because money is just an answer for something else, usually. Most people, they don't just want the money for the money. They want something else. Whether it's covered, gaiva, even luxuries. I'm saying that's, you want the money for that. Anyway.
Tuition.
They want it more than just the tuition.
I know people who just want it for tuition.
Yeah. I know people who say they just want it for tuition. Boom. Okay, anyway. Another principle of attaining Yira is that one must be refined and quiet. Another principle of attaining Yira, and really this would be in Dveikus. Again, the Yira that we're speaking about over here is very close to Inyan of Dveikus. That's why he's bringing it into the Sefer. Right? Dveikus is building that relationship. If that's what Emuna and Dveikus is, Yira is what's holding that together. Right? Yira, Gevura, same gematria, of those who are previous know, Yira and Gevura is the same gematria. It creates the structure by which, don't come in here.
So it's like being an introvert?
Well, I don't want to start using psychological terms. Right. It means it says being refined and quiet. Is that what an introvert means?
I don't know.
No, because they define, you know, whatever they define it as.
I'm just using it as an example, but yeah.
If introverted means being totally dovek to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that you're so enraptured with your relationship with a Kaddish Baruch Hu that you don't really need everything else, fine. You can call that an introvert.
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
No.
No, exactly. Speaking loudly contradicts bashfulness in Yira. Right? A person who has a deep relationship with a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't also need a deep relationship with every single person in the world. They come out, they're wearing loud clothing, they're speaking loud, they're making sure that everybody knows what they're doing. You don't need that when you have this amkus, this deep relationship. You know what that's the deep relationship's called, by the way? There's another word for it. It's very, very important. People don't know this.
What's Hashem you're talking
about? Yeah, yeah. It could be either quietly with a Kaddish Baruch Hu or even quietly with yourself. It's called tznius. That's the concept. That's the real yesod of tznius. Tznius, the clothing of tznius, which is, it's already brought in. What?
It's one aspect.
It's an aspect of chitzonius. Even though already in the Torah, by the Kohanim, right, you can't put stairs on the Mizbeach because they used to wear open, whatever, cloaks, whatever they're called, robes. Right? If you step up, there'd be a revelation of that. So the act of clothing, which is, by the way, by men, so I always like to point out to the ladies, and it's tznius is on us. Now, you guys have it easy. We had it in the Torah. It's an Isser for us. Obviously, they have to work on it too. But again, it's an outer growth of what's supposed to be. If you have something on the inside, you have something in the Panemius, why would you want to reveal? If you, have, you know, you don't just show. You don't just tell everybody your secrets.
It's also usually Memela. If you have it,
Memela.
He's saying in Panemius, if you had Yira, then these things just come naturally. You can't Correct. Have. You can't be introvert, whatever, you can't be quiet and think you have Yira. I think that he's hinting to that, and I fall into that. I'm like, oh, I'm quiet, so I have Yira. I'm like, no, I don't.
There's always two ways to go. There's always that if you have the real Yira, if you have the real Dvegs and Yira, Mela, it will turn into, like we said yesterday, if you have a proper, what did we say? He said, oh, well, he's, okay, he had a strong reason. If you go, I think we discussed this maybe after we finished the Chabura, that when you go the proper way, I forgot what we discussed yesterday, that naturally, what were we discussing yesterday?
That was definitely
something like that. Naturally, you align yourself properly. I forgot what we were talking about. Okay. There's two ways. Let's say you go to the Dvekas and you go to the Yira, it's true, naturally you'll become a little bit more quiet. You don't need to show off anywhere. And if you can't get to the Yira, you have to go the other way back in. You have to do the Hishtadlis to be quiet, and that can be a way into Yira. There's always the inside out, and then there's the outside in approach.
There's a way that you could just, one of the ways, if you go outside in, just start being quiet. I'm saying
it's yes, that's called Hishtadlis, but with the thought that you want that to turn into what we're learning.
What would that even look like?
I'm saying it would.
No, it would look like, it depending on the person's personality. So you have a person who's, you know, is always has to, people don't even know this always, they always have to be the life of the party. They always have to be, or even the higher madrig, they have to be the one making the jokes. Everybody laughs at their jokes, and they have to wear loud clothing. They want people to notice them. So if you want to work on that, which you need a rutzen for that, and for those kind of people, they're usually not paying attention to these types of things. No, because they're not. That's to steer it to who they are, yeah. But if somehow they come to that, then they have to start calming down a little bit while, at least in the mind, you know, reading these pages to know what they're trying to come to in the Pnimius. Very often we just do the Chitzonius, and that doesn't go that far. Right? You have to connect to the Mitoch Lolishma Balishma. Right? The concept of Mitoch Lolishma, from a Lolishma Balishma, the only way that works, pick anything. Let's say one person wants to learn Torah. So we say, don't worry if you're not a big tzaddik. It's okay if you're not learning Lishma. Just mitoch lo lishma. Just learn lo lishma, you ba lishma. But the obvious thing is you look around, not everybody who learns lo lishma is ba lishma. It means many thousands of people learning. I don't know. I don't know how many people are learning lishma. I don't know. I'm not trying to judge anybody. But it doesn't just happen. Because mitoch lo lishma, ba lishma means you have to do an act that's right now lo lishma, but with the mindfulness of, I would like one day to get to lishma. If your guy is totally mindless and you're only doing an act of lo lishma, let's say you're learning because people know that you're learning, and that's all you know, well, then you'll just stay in that cycle your entire life. You have to have a little bit of a mindfulness of where you would like to go. I would like one day that I could just learn without people knowing, that I could just learn to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu. I know right now I can't. Right now, if I wasn't in a base measure with lots of people seeing me learn, I wouldn't be able to do it. Because I need that kavod that people know that I'm there. But if you have a little bit of the mindfulness where you want to go, then your lo lishma can turn into the lishma. Yeah. So that's with anything. Anytime we're doing acts that are supposed to lead us somewhere, if you don't have at least in the mind where we're trying to go, you'll never get there. There are once in a while, there's a segula, of course, things can happen. A person, you know, maybe can go to the mikvah lo lishma 1,000 times and somehow, you know, it's mitahir. You know, in his mind. I don't know. But generally, we want to put in our head at least a little bit of where we want to go, even though we're not there right now. So another principle in Yitain Gira is that one must be refined and quiet. Speaking loudly contradicts bashfulness in Gira. That doesn't mean you can never, right? It'd be normal. It means as a way of being. Once in a while, you get excited. Once in a while, you're I don't know, you're talking to someone, you get into it. That's okay. But in general, what's your motivation? What are you going for? A person should accustom himself to be refined and act calmly. Haste and boisterous behavior also contradict the attainment of Yira. Now, this is a broad topic. He doesn't really go into it now.
This is a broad topic.
That's why it's so small.
People who have really worked on the first, you know, really, really worked on the first 150, whatever, so, you know, osios over here, but really are kone, not kone in the intellect, kone in the heart, like we've been discussing. Some of these things we'll understand them naturally. It's hard to fully even understand. This we can understand, but there are certain aspects of avoda you can't even be masig in the intellect to understand intellectually if you have not yet gone on the path a little bit.
Worked.
something's just like, why would you do that? That sounds so silly. But that's because you're just starting. You have to be a little bit in the middle of the path to see, you know, what's behind. 160. Above the level of year of lack of perfection, lacking perfection, right? We don't want to... Okay, I see. Okay, I was already explaining a little bit more than he was before. Okay. It's not going to be such a nafkamina. Above the level of year of lacking perfection are yira due to Hashem's greatness and year of sinning. See, apparently, I didn't read this before, he was discussing up until now the levels of yira, right? There were five levels of yira. There was a level of yira that your fear of punishment, that was low level, and there was another one, fear that your spot in, you know, in Gan Eden is going to be lower than your friends. I think that was... that. Both of those...
I never even think about that.
Right. Nobody thinks about that. So then the three higher levels are the fear of lack of perfection, which is a good thing. Still a little bit
even
selfish.
Even though we can't be perfect.
And then we can't be perfect.
Right.
But to on the derech of perfection. Then there's the fear of Yiras HaRomamos, which is there's a certain awe that you walk around with because of Hashem's greatness. And then there's the Yira, again, like we were discussing, even though apparently he wasn't discussing it, but we were discussing it, I think. I don't know, whatever. Yiras HaHashchet, where your fear is that you're going to lose that relationship. Those are the top three types of yiras. So to be on these levels, one must sense that he is in the presence of Hashem. I mean, to get to these higher madrigas, where you're really connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, even the lacking of perfection, what is Shlemus? Shlemus doesn't mean I have all the money and I have all the everything. It's nothing to do with that. Shlemus means internally. The only way to get to a Shlemus internally, to get to any Shlemus in the world, is with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the only thing that is a Davar Shalom. Right? If you think that money and houses are going to make you Shalom, there's no such thing. There's it's more. There's always more. When it comes to being Madama yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're never going to be perfect. But if you connect yourself to the one who is Shalom, that itself is a sense of perfection. But you can't even start that really, really, like the whole sugi of halachta b'drachah, the whole sugi of working on your midos, and there's levels of midos as well. There's the midos because you just should be a good person. So, be a good person, work on your midos, we have a ba'amahalach. But then there's a higher way of working on midos because you want to compare yourself to halachta b'drachah, you want to go on Hashem's ways. To medama, to compare yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is a chanan arachem, you should be a chanan arachem. There's a whole derech of working on midos in that way. It's definitely not for, it's not for now. There's a whole mahalach like that. That shlemus is only it is dependent on feeling connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, it's not an intellectual mahalach. It's a more of an emotional, understood mahalach. Yeah, what are you going to say?
Couldn't it just be simply that you want to be a good person, and by developing your midos in the proper way, that you're feeling good about yourself, and then that way, at some point, you feel adequate to have maybe a better relationship with the Kodesh Baruch
Hu? There's truth to that. Of course there's truth to that. But there's a process in where one works in midos, where he specifically, for example...
There's like a sumerase tova aspect. You could go both paths, same... But well, there's two different paths in terms of things. If you think I'm not worthy and I need to fix myself and to have a relationship, it's like a more like a somera. But if you're like, I want to have a relationship with Hashem, therefore I'm going to work on what he does, that's like more of an asay tov.
It's two different paths.
Yeah.
To get to the same place, one's a little bit higher. Yeah. But to go the higher road, you need to be a little bit on the higher road. And that could take the lower level working on midos. You have to be if you have raging anger all the time, now's not the time to work on, well, God's not angry, so you shouldn't be angry. Just stop being angry. We got to work on that first, you know? Low level to be normal, and then you can work on the higher madrigas. Okay. I'll go upon him. To be on these levels, one must sense that he's in the presence of Hashem, but to attain that level, one must first work on the quality of Ahava, which we're going to work on now. There's also the order of Misyos Hasharm. First comes saintliness, which is Chasidus, and then the higher Yira. Therefore, we will now move on to discuss Ahavas Hashem. Sugya of Ahavas Hashem, where in the world of the Chavos Havavos, we were talking about Chavos Havavos before, that's like the top, Ahavas Hashem. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meldecha. V'ahavta. Everything's Ahava. But Ahava, there's madrigas of Ahava. And in the chelik of Mesil Hashem called Chasidus, which is before these higher levels of Yira, like you just said, the whole perek of Chassidus is really called Shar Ahav. It's the Avram Avinu perek. In Chovos Avos, Shar Avodas Elokim is called the Shar Avram Avinu, and in the Chelik of Chassidus, because Chassidus in Chassidus, right, Mesil Sharm has a perek called Chassidus, but in the Chassidic literature, Chassidus is synonymous with Ahava, with Ahava, right? Chesed. Avram is Chesed. He's really the one who's the Ohev of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem loves him. He loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, with that, we'll start this section next week.
Is there a shot of those that?